Bullitt County Commissioners met for a working lunch budget work session on Thursday, March 28, 2024. This provides an opportunity for county staff and Bullitt County Commissioners to discuss budget needs. This follows 2 days of a budget retreat on March 11 and 12, where commissioners heard funding requests and needs from all county department leaders. Christy King, CFO, opened the meeting by summarizing the main requests from the department leaders. King said there were lots of big capital things in long-term goals, many of which the county has at least started the planning phases for. The main requests, where a lot of the costs are, include requests for more employees in public safety. This is overall the biggest need. This is where needs have been and continue to be, said King. We have more requests than we have funding. This is where we as the staff value your input to help us make some of these decisions. Tom Couch, county manager, expressed that this is a brainstorming session at this time. They are not getting too much in the weeds this early, but need some more global vision and ideas of where their priorities are. Couch then asked the commissioners what really stuck out to them. He said at the staff level, their reflections are mostly personnel requests. Commissioner Anthony Simmons commended the staff and department heads and how they expressed to the commissioners that they had a good understanding of the budget restraints and that they are willing to work with what we are able to give them. They understand we have to live within the resources we have. Commissioner Simmons was happy that citizens and the media attended the budget retreat so they could see the transparency of the process. It allowed citizens to see all of the needs and what it takes to run the county. The needs and requests always outweigh the resources, he said. He then went on to say that the county is fortunate to have the best people in the state working for all of us. Commissioner Timmy Rushing said that one thing that stuck out to him was how all the departments continue struggling to hire even with the increases in pay, retirement, and benefits. If we approved all these positions, they would not be able to fill them, was his observation. Cindy Steinman, assistant county manager, asked Commissioner Rushing what he heard at the retreat as the main reasons as to why we are not able to fill positions. Commissioner Rushing said he heard that other counties trump whatever we give, salary-wise. Supply is low and demand is high. You can offer whatever you want, but I don't know that a big pay raise will help, other than tear up the budget, he said. Commissioner Jappy Stringer said he heard that retention is a big part of their concerns. They will leave here and go somewhere else for a little more, often not taking into consideration the travel, lost overtime, and other benefits Bullock offers. Cindy Mallett, Human Resources Director, said that vacancies aren't as bad as we thought, when you actually run the numbers. We are at 5.5%, or 28, vacancies overall. The problem, she said, is that it is a moving target. It is almost like the competition and desire for employees to make more money means people are moving in and out a lot. Of those 28 current vacancies, 13 of those employees have left in the last 90 days. The other 15 left more than 90 days ago, and these positions have been difficult to refill. Many of these positions are in specialized jobs like building maintenance, for example. Public Works had 3 resignations in 1 week. It is hard to determine how to address retention. Mallett said that some targeted and specific positions are further behind in pay than others. That impacts the county in filling and retaining these positions. When commissioners asked where they thought they would be revenue-wise, Couch said they would need to meet with the tax assessor's office and tax commissioner to get early information, hopefully in a few weeks. Couch said that one area they are having a difficult time projecting is other revenue coming in from the courts, from fines and forfeitures. The Superior Court had a big caseload out of the pandemic, which resulted in more revenue creation. What they don't know is whether this is all a backlog of cases or whether it reflects growth, as well. Understanding that will help them determine if this revenue is consistent. He also pointed out that they did have some windfall revenues, largely from development of new plants. They will not budget for that windfall moving forward. They knew it was going to be big. One ended up being nearly $750,000 in revenue that will not be there next year. He will update our local economic index in April. At this time, he predicts the economic growth will slow, but will remain positive. As plants ramp up their hiring over the next 5 years, we have to estimate what that will be like, he said. We will have growth and inflation, which may allow a statutory roll back in ad valorem taxes. Couch continued, saying that when they conclude with revenue estimates, it may come down to a choice of how many additional employees commissioners want to hire and what levels they want to invest in current employee pay, etc. They are planning on having a tentative budget by May 1st, and once they have accurate revenue information, they will sit down again with the commissioners and make policy decisions moving forward. Couch said that today, they would primarily talk about the general fund, as well as take the opportunity to talk about long-term projects. These will begin to come into play more in the operating budgets next year. Commissioner Toby Connor referenced information provided to them by Ben Tapley, Bullock County Fire Chief, which shows how grossly underfunded Bullock Fire is compared to other counties our size. Bullock has a population of over 87,000 with a total fire budget of a little over $3 million. Greene County, with a population of only 21,311 total, is the county that compares budget-wise to Bullock. Effingham is at $9.6 million for their fire department. Commissioner Connor said we must take care of police, public works, and fire and EMS. Couch said that 60% of the operating budget is for people. 65% of the general fund of revenues comes from ad valorem taxes. 100% in fire service comes from ad valorem taxes. You can't cut spending without cutting people or services, he said. He also noted that some counties combine operations of fire and EMS, which may make smaller counties' budgets look larger. He then referenced the CPSM study and strategic planning we did years ago, explaining the needs in fire and EMS. Commissioner Rushing said that no matter what we fix today, next year you will be right back, because the higher the population, the more the need. Until Bullock quits growing, the need for more will not stop, he said. Couch said that last year's budget brought the county up to a minimum standard level of service, with no bells and whistles. Primarily, personnel was the increase. How are we going to fund the needs? He asked. He hopes to be able to give them some suggestions at a staff level after having the commissioners prioritize their goals. Randy Tillman, public safety director, said that he tries not to read a lot from people who are not versed in a particular field of expertise. I know a state agency that went over 10 years without addressing salaries and staff are planning for the future. Currently, that agency is at 43% overall vacancy rates, he said. Now there are other factors, of course, he said. State government is the state government. However, you can see a direct path from not addressing staffing, salaries, infrastructure, and see where that will end up. Throw on top of that an increase of customers, citizens and visitors, which are increasing. We can argue the cause of the increase, but regardless how you look, it is coming. It is here. There will be more. He continued, if you look at desirable communities, people are moving here. I applaud the efforts the commissioners and staff are putting in to do the planning. Paying experts to help build a plan is important. If you get the information and you don't respond, then you have wasted the money. What you saw at the retreat are professionals who take their job seriously and want to provide a quality service to the community. 2024 priorities. Couch then walked through the commissioner's goals from last year's budget workshop. They are pretty much the same as this year, including requests for increased staff, salaries, recruitment and retention, equipment, and capital improvements. Their goals were equally divided between personnel needs and capital needs. Several areas the commissioners prioritized have seen action, including increasing pay and benefits for employees. Security at the tax office was a priority last year. Sheriff Noel Brown addressed this by assigning Sergeant Jody Deal to this office. They have never had that before. His presence has been a positive thing. Expansion of recreation services throughout the county was a priority last year. The Recreation Department has begun the process of expansion. One example given were talks with Willow Hill Heritage Society to partner at that location for a possible expansion in the portal area. Many county facilities are at capacity and outdated, and the county is behind the eight ball on meeting capacity needs. Capital improvement areas include a new judicial facility, a new fire headquarters or emergency services headquartered more central in the county, expanding the jail and BCCI, along with the addition of a transition center. In-house IT department has begun defining its needs. It's going to be a challenge to find that type of person. The main need is more of a program manager to coordinate and communicate between parties, facility bids for copiers, etc., running IT equipment to help with meetings. Keep things on a rolling cycle. Proactive with operational issues, as well status report and capital review, master facilities plan is a key study, hope to be finished before the end of the calendar year. This will establish a blueprint for our needs for the next 10 years. Workforce study helps look at demand for future employees. In each case, there is not a constrained budget but a cafeteria plan. Commissioners will have the flexibility to review and prioritize what to fund. A unique decision to do all of this planning at once. Assistant Manager Steinman provided an overview and updates from the work session from last year. General funds. Issue and status. Staffing shortage remains difficult. Added 34 new positions in last budget, most to public safety. Workforce development study and facilities assessment will assess growing needs of staff and give us a future roadmap. Employee retention. We are losing employees because of better pay. An 8% across-the-board pay adjustment brought us closer to market rate, which is a moving target. Many positions continue to trend 6% behind. This impacts core service delivery. Technology advances. Workforce development will prioritize these needs for an IT department, etc. Capital. Long-term planning. Public safety. Capital needs. Public Works Fleet Maintenance grouped into this as part of one master plan on the site. The BCCI site is being redesigned with a master plan. The coroner needs office space and a morgue. New laundry facilities for C and a fleet shop remain a high priority. Last year and this year, the crime suppression team had a major need for a facility. They are working out of a temporary location now. A new facility is included in the long-term study. Firefighters are working out of their vehicles. Long-term facilities need a space to work from a headquarters. As the population grows, 911 will need more staff. They are at max capacity. A facility needs assessment as well as rural fire stations across the county. Current fire stations need renovations and expansion. Trucks can't fit in bays. Larger than new trucks. Renovations to portal and register have been completed or are underway. Still some renovations are still needed. Lots of stations built for volunteers, not built for full-time staff. Need to think through these and expansions. They put $1 million toward land acquisition this past budget year for new stations. Facilities plan will look at the possibility of combining services like a fire station, community recreation facility, and sheriff substation in one location or facility. The plan will look at all causes and uses and needs and where they can combine. EMS is working on renovations at Grady Street and continues struggling to get from one end of the county to the other. Think about where more EMS stations are needed. Hodges Hill around Kiwanis Fairgrounds is a target area. Ladder truck for fire is 2 years out funding-wise. One of the most expensive pieces of equipment. Animal services at max capacity. Aging. Have land on 301 they have for a new facility. No kill means we need more space. Probation building in poor condition. Also covered in the facilities study. Judicial annex is out of space. Need a new judicial complex. Gathered a committee of judges and private attorneys to help decide plans and where a new judicial complex should be located. They are looking at other judicial properties. Once they decide the route they want to take, then they can get cost estimates. Temple's company is advising they need 10 to 12 or 10 to 15 acres for future growth. 125K to 150K population is expected by 2050. Need to consider that level of growth. Can't just fit for today's needs. Do they stay downtown or move away from downtown? Probation building. Idea of transitional center at BCCI. Relocate probation to that facility and they can help manage transition. Courthouse has major maintenance issues. Magistrate Court needs more space. Recreation. Bo evicted after school programs at several facilities, which started the discussion for an indoor recreation facility. This could house after school and other programs. City of Statesboro has approached wanting to put one downtown. It appears to be indoor basketball courts. They are focused more on the tourism base than the county is. More like a retail center versus what our needs are. The city wants the county to partner on this rather than build our own. Recreation storage is at max capacity. Facilities needs assessment. Ag complex has properties that are not developed and they need more space. Assessment study covering this. Recreation centers. Brooklet, Register, Portal, Stilson having recreation centers. Staff working with Willow Hill and Portal to partner on a rec facility. Collection centers. Proposals to combine and where to locate. We'll continue to work on that. Admin. Elections are at max capacity. Need their own building. Tax assessor increase is mandated on growth. Election precincts in poor conditions. Storage. Workforce development study and facilities assessment covering most of these. SPLOST. There are two options to put the SPLOST renewal on the ballot, which are November of 2024 or March of 2025. November is tough. SPLOST will not fund all counties' needs, let alone the municipalities. Have been able to fund capital outlays that really subsidize what should often be paid for in the general fund, such as equipment and capital maintenance. In a situation where we need to look at the future, population has grown and requirements have grown with election needs. Maybe $108 to $115 million over the life of the SPLOST. Judicial annex and jail pod would take all of that. Difficult decisions will have to be made. Difficult discussions with municipalities have to be thinking about that. Jeff Akins, county attorney, said they would need 120 days after adopting the resolution to move forward. That will be in November of 2024. March is the last time to vote without a gap in funding. Assistant Manager Steinman closed the work session by providing the commissioners with a spreadsheet with all of the personnel requests they have received. She then asked the commissioners to prioritize for the staff what they'd like to see them focus on. She also asked them to provide their feelings on funding these needs. She will compile and share results to commissioners later. Chairman Roy Thompson wanted more time to review and turn back in at the meeting on Tuesday. He then adjourned the work session.